A stationary front is located just to our south, and some very warm air is not that far away. Temperatures are in the 70s through much of Pennsylvania and northern New Jersey. It's even warmer farther south, with Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. making a run at 90 degrees on this Wednesday afternoon. For us, this is nothing more than a summery tease. We are on the north side of the front, so while it is comfortable around here, there are no 80s in our forecast, at least not in the short term. We've dealt with rounds of showers and rumbles of thunder over the past couple of days. It was stormy in spots last night into early this morning, and now another pocket of wet weather is coming through. This area is moving rather quickly, so we'll have some showers and possibly a thunderstorm through the first half of the night. Things will dry out later on. The stationary front will remain to our south tomorrow. Clouds will dominate in most areas. The best chance for sunshine will be across the north country, though all of us could see some breaks. Some ocean moisture could sneak in, especially from Albany on south, and if this plays out, there will be some pockets of fog, drizzle, or mist. Later in the day, another area of moisture will push in from the west. Any sunny breaks will fill back in with clouds, and the chances for showers will increase. It could be cool enough across the north for a wintry mix. Right now, a big storm system is coming through the nation's midsection. On the cold side, it's very wintry with snow and ice, and on the warm side, there's severe weather. That storm will push into the Great Lakes region by Friday morning and will track across the area during Friday afternoon. This will bring 1 to 2 inches of rain. Some river flooding is possible, but not certain, as the rate of snow melt will be limited by chilly temperatures. There is the potential for some pockets of wintry weather across the North Country into parts of Vermont. This will depend upon exactly how much cold air drains into the region. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of evening showers, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of rain or snow showers, mainly later in the day, high 38 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an early evening shower, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, a wintry mix is possible in the colder spots, high 38 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of evening showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some pockets of showers, drizzle, or fog, high around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of evening showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, drizzle, mist, or fog, high in the mid-40s. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with rain likely, rain will be heavy at times, a possible wintry mix across the north, highs ranging from the 30s in portions of the north to around 50 south, and on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of scattered showers, mainly north and west, breezy with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.